Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest today is Deanna Durrell. Deanna is an intuitive relationship coach, certified angel therapy practitioner with Doreen Virtue, a master energy healer, and a spiritual teacher. Deanna believes that everyone is intuitive, and she is passionate about helping people master decision-making, helping you release subconscious blocks that are holding you back from living a life of freedom and joy and living your truth. Deanna has been featured on Archive Radio, Souls Radio, Souls Journey Radio, the East Bay Express, KCTV Channel 5, and was a speaker at the 140 Conference State of Now in lineup that was included Deepak Chopra and other celebrated figures. Deanna is a self-professed chocoholic, dog lover, and a fan of singing Broadway shows in the shower, and is currently living in New York City. You can find Deanna online at www.deannadorrell.com. That's www.deannadorrell.com. Hello, Deanna, are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much for having me on today's show. I'm so excited to be here with you all.
Oh, I'm excited to have you here, and I'm excited for our listeners to get a chance to get to know you. I just feel so blessed to have met you back in March of 2010 when we went to the Movers and Shakers, the Hay House Movers and Shakers with Cheryl Richardson and Reed Tracy and Louise Hay. That weekend was so amazing. It was just so many incredible people at that show, at that event. And the Hay House events have just some of my favorite people I have met in my life. It's been because of being at the Hay House events, and that one was an especially great one because, you know, we met actually on Facebook, I think, because we knew that we were both going to that event in San Francisco, and then we met in person that Friday night. And
Remember that. That was amazing. And we felt like we'd known each other all our lives, and it's just been this lifelong friendship. And I think I've only seen you in person like 3 times, maybe even just 2 times.
I know. It's so amazing. Facebook has been, you know, there's lots of things that people don't like about Facebook, but what I do absolutely love about Facebook is that we can keep up with friendships of people that we've met in person that live in various places, and we can see what's going on with them, and we can share inspiring messages and fun things that have been happening, and also support each other through Facebook. You know, when people are having, when they need some support, they ask for it and they get it. And so thanks to that, I feel like I see you all the time.
The power of the internet, right?
Mm-hmm. The power of the internet. It's so true. And let's see, I wanted to mention also that there's a song that Dudley wrote while we were at Movers and Shakers in San Francisco. It's a real short song, just an acoustic guitar song that he wrote, and it's called Equinox. And he told me about it while we were on a break from the event, and Louise Hay was standing right in front of me looking at me while he was telling me about the song. And I'd really love to play the song right now and then talk about that a little bit and then get more into talking about the music that you hear calling you, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. This is Equinox by Dudley. Equinox by Dudley, and it sounds amazing when you hear it in person. It doesn't sound as good on the radio show because you can't hear it live, but it's so amazing, Deanna, when he sits out on the deck and he plays that song, which is where he had originally written it while we were at the Movers and Shakers.
It's beautiful. I just kind of fell into a trance. I'm like, I hope she brings me back because I'm just enjoying this.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember if I remembered to say that it was only 2 minutes long, and so, you know, I'm not sure if the listeners got into a trance and wondered if it was going to go on for the whole rest of the show. But, yeah, it's just such a beautiful song, and now every time I hear it, though, it brings me right back to being there that weekend with you and with Louise Hay and with Cheryl Richardson and Reed Tracy and so many other fun people that were there. And I remember I had just started learning a little bit about angels from Anna Taylor, and I ended up spending the whole weekend with you, and there was this whole group of us, remember, that went out to lunch, and you guys were telling me more about angels, and somebody said, oh, Margo, you've got a lot of fairy in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I said, is that a good thing?
It's always a good thing. This world is too serious. Fairy energy lightens everybody up and spreads that joy.
Yeah, and if that's the case, I've definitely got a lot of that, the Tinkerbell in me. And so that year, I remember I asked my husband and son if they would get me a Tinkerbell for Mother's Day. And they did two times that. My husband got me one, a beautiful little Tinkerbell that he ordered. And our son, Xander, got me one from Disneyland, and he was so proud, Deanna. It says, let your dreams blossom on the bottom of it. And he's going, that's so much, Mom. She wants us to let our dreams blossom. And so every time I see those little Tinkerbells, it reminds me of all the fun we had going out to lunches and finding out more about fairies and angels and all sorts of fun things.
Awesome.
And you also are certified by Doreen Virtue for angel therapy. Yeah, do you want to tell us a little bit about that? Because there's probably a lot of people that are listening that have no idea what we're talking about.
Sure. So, I felt called to study with Doreen. And if you're not familiar with her, she's known as kind of the International Angel Lady. And I went to Kona in 2009 to her certification course. I felt called, just like we all probably feel called at a certain time by our spirit. You may not know why you're signing up for a course or reading a certain book, but there's a part of you that feels like you're led. And that is what happened to me when I went to Hawaii. And I had an amazing experience with Doreen. It just really helped me open up to the world of angelic support. At the time, I think I was trying to do it all myself, which, let's face it, as women, we tend to put on ourselves all the time. It's hard for us to ask for help. And through that course, I really learned how to channel my energy in a different way and started helping people to connect with their angels so that you don't have to do it all alone either. And whether it's, you know, career or relationships or a health concern, the angels are there to assist you to see the bigger picture, to see creative solutions that you couldn't see if you were just trying to do it all on your own. And that course really opened up a new path for me. So after I got back, I started teaching intuition and angel classes in Berkeley, California. And like I say, the rest is history. That's kind of my career took off from that point. But it wasn't until I said yes to taking that risk, that leap of faith, and going to Hawaii by myself, that things started to change. You know, for everyone listening, if you're at a crossroads right now, but you feel that nudge inside of you to go in a different direction, you don't have to see the whole picture. You know, you just have to see what's the next right action that I can do right now, today, and then you'll be shown the next few actions. And it's all about trusting and surrendering, and then also taking inspired action when you feel guided.
Exactly. That's one of the things that is so important, is that the inspired action, the actions have to come from us. It's like listen
mm-hmm.
and take action, not just listen and hear that this is what's supposed to happen and then wait for it to magically appear, you know. I mean, that's so many people seem to think that the law of attraction is like this magical thinking, you know, where you just sit around and visualize how you want it to be and you don't do anything. But, you know, attraction actually has the word action in it. And how are
I like that.
Yeah, and how are the angels or anyone in the universe that's up there that's going to help you, how are they going to help you unless you do it? Because we're the physical beings that have to take the action. So I'm always reminding myself of that, because it's so easy to just wish you could just sit back in your chair and imagine it all, and it would just magically happen. But what I've found, and I think you probably found this too, Deanna, is that when you're inspired to take action, the action feels joyful. You know, inspired action to me is always feels good.
Yes, it is absolutely true. And it doesn't feel like hard work. You could do it for hours. I mean, one of the courses that I just created is totally divinely inspired. I didn't know how it was going to all come together, but just in the making of the videos and figuring out, you know, what Spirit wanted me to share in the course, joy from the minute the idea came in. So you absolutely know you're on the right track when it feels like play.
Exactly. It is so amazing. Whenever it's motivated action is opposite, as Wayne Dyer's always saying, that motivation is when it's really when you're feeling like you should do something, or it's more fear-based. And inspired action is when, like you said, an idea gets a hold of you and it just won't let go, and then you're just going, ooh, this is fun, and then see what's next and next and next.
Yes, not knowing the whole picture. I've learned to just kind of enjoy that. Because if we knew everything, like, how boring would that be?
Oh, I know. I mean, it's so funny, because in some ways, as humans, we want to know how it's going to happen and when it's going to happen and exactly what it's going to be like, and yet there would be no surprises at all if that was the case.
Right.
Now, you also are a master energy healer, and that's with the Reiki, right?
Yes, so I am a Reiki master and a Reiki teacher, and I've also, you know, just gotten a lot of the healing gifts from my family. So I come from a long, I'm a third generation healer. My ancestry is Colombian and Venezuelan, and a lot of my ancestors were, you know, clairvoyants and medicine women, and so I do have that in my lineage. But, yeah, helping people just shift their own energy and really move away from the things that are clouding who they really want to be today, that's my center of joy.
I love that. You probably told me some of that before, but I'm just being reminded about it now. I remember when I was growing up, there was this woman that was a really, really good friend of my grandmother's, my grandmother Annette. Grandma lived down in Los Gatos, in Montesorino, and she was so formal, my grandmother, but she had this friend who was, I think, her best friend, and she was an astrologer. She was, her name was Mana Mia, and her professional name she went by was Jean Ney. And I remember being down there and being around 12 years old and meeting Mana Mia and thinking, I want Mana Mia to meet my grandmother. She's a, you know, her grandchildren called her their grandmother the wizard. And I thought that would be so much fun. And sounds like you've had some of that in your life already in your family.
Yes. It wasn't like talked about outwardly, but it was just kind of part of who they were. Like my grandma would use herbs and, you know, sing, and she would just know things or have dreams that came true. And to be honest, when I was a little girl, I was kind of terrified of her. Like, I just thought she was weird. But now looking back, I'm like, oh, my gosh, she is definitely one of my greatest teachers. And I wish that I would have been more open back then.
Mm-hmm.
But like so many of us, you know, if you have these intuitive gifts, which I believe we all do to, you know, varying degrees, you know, we want to fit in. We want to be like everyone else when we're growing up. And so we, mm-hmm. you know, you may shut them down, which is what happened to me. So, you know, just knowing and trusting that when you're ready, we'll open up again and it's never too late.
Yeah. Now, you're an intuitive relationship coach. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that's actually a phrase that I have coined fairly recently because I found that in private practice, the majority of questions that my clients kept coming to me with were about
mm-hmm.
relationships. Because we all want love, let's face it.
mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, relationships, intimate, personal, and business, you know, one of my strength is helping people have the language to have the difficult conversations that need to happen in their lives with people that they're very close to, whether it's, you know, I'm afraid to say no to this person, or I'm afraid that they're not going to like me if I don't do X, Y, Z. You know, I attract very powerful women into my practice, but when it comes to the emotional life, sometimes it can be hard to find the communication or the emotional strength when it's somebody very, very close to us. So I use the word intuitive relationship coach because I'm helping people to reintegrate to their intuition to
mm-hmm.
strengthen their relationships, and absolutely starting with the way that they talk to themselves. So positive self-talk and all that comes with that.
That is so powerful, yes. And you're right. I mean, people... It's so funny because people look at other people and they think, oh, that person's so successful in their career. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, are they happy in their personal relationships? You know, do they even have any? Sometimes they're so busy working that they don't have time for any relationships.
Right, yes. And they, you know, and we all deserve that. We deserve to have both. I just posted this recently on Facebook. It's like, you can be feminine and you can be powerful. You can have your business and you can have fantastic relationships. It's not this either or thing,
mm-hmm.
but there is a balance, you know, and you know, people are like, well, can I have it all? And I say, yes, you may not have it all at the same time. And you've got to have the tools and the strength and the intuitive skills to know how to balance it, how to do that dance, because it is a dance. If anybody says they can, you know, do it perfectly, like, I want to talk to them, because so far I haven't met anybody that's got it all figured out. And I think that's part of the human experience. It's what makes our life colorful and also, you know, challenging.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree. And you're so right. That's what I've always believed. We can have all of the different things that we our heart really, really desires, our true heart's desires. They may not all come at once, though. And sometimes
yep.
they don't come anywhere near as soon as you want them to in your life. But
yes, that's so true.
Or at least as when you think so. You know, it's so funny because I remember hearing the graduation speech that Steve Jobs gave to Stanford. I heard it online, not at the event. But he had talked about looking back on your life, you can connect the dots easier, you know. And it's so true. When you look back, you realize that if you hadn't done this or that or met this person or that person, you wouldn't be where you are today. And sometimes it takes, unfortunately, some painful things to happen for you to end up where you are. But that can be part of life, too. And it helps us know more clearly what we do want when we know what we don't want.
Absolutely. That's a great point. It's I mean, it's a process of peeling back everything that is not in alignment with who you are in any given moment. And it can be temporarily painful, but, you know, the universe has a plan that's bigger than what we can see, and sometimes that comes through painful experiences, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can remember, oh my gosh, this is why this is happening, it's to push me into a bigger version of myself, you know, it's a lot more freeing and I think a lot more enjoyable to not always feel like you have to be in control.
True. And that's why in my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, Chapter 6 is all about communication, your communication with yourself and your communication with others. And it's remembering, though, that also that we can ask questions when something so-called bad or painful happens. You can say, well, what's good about this? And usually, you know, if it's really bad, you're going to be going, nothing. At
mm-hmm.
first. But, you know, if you keep asking, usually there's something good that can come out of it, you know. And so in our family, that's one of the things that as soon as something happens that isn't what we planned or what we wanted or even something that's really sad, our first thing that we go to is, well, what's good about this? And I think that that's something that's a really important thing for people to remember, is that what questions that they ask determine the answers that they can get. And if you ask questions such as, why is this happening to me, or why does this always happen to me, your brain will find an answer, even if it has to make one up.
Right. I like that. Yeah, it's all in asking the right questions.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. And now you've got this online event coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it's called Intuition 101, How to Master the Art of Decision Making, a 5-week video course that's for anybody listening who, you know, you have a hard time getting out of your head, you tend to second guess yourself, and you want to make better business decisions, but also decisions in your personal life, and you may be at a crossroads right now, kind of which way do I go, left or right, A or B, and feel kind of all over the place. So I've taken all of my best practices that I use with my private clients, and for the first time, I've rolled it into a self-paced course. And so it's a mix of video lessons and then 2 group coaching calls with me. So you do get some live interaction, because I feel like that's important to make it, you know, a very personalized experience. And
mm-hmm.
it starts on June 2nd. You can find out all the information at www.intuitive.com.
I like that. You are intuitive. So
yes.
The letter, so youareintuitive.com. That's fantastic. I'm going to check that out after we get finished with today's show. And then also you have an annual retreat coming up, and when is that?
I do, yes. So every year I do a retreat in Sedona, Arizona, which is one of my favorite places in the whole world. So spiritual, so high vibrational, and transformation is inevitable. So that is going to be November 7th through the 9th at this gorgeous resort called the Amara Resort. And it's all going to be focused around spiritual healing and awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want more info on that, you can just go to my website. It's Diana Dorell, DianaDorell.com/events. Or, you know, I'm happy to give out, you know, you can go to my Facebook page, which is just Facebook.com/DianaDorell. And you can ask me, you know, any questions about either the course or Sedona there. I'd love to have you.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I've always wanted to go to Sedona. So if I don't make it this year, if you're going to do it every year, I want to go next year. So whichever year I can get there as soon as possible. But Sedona looks so beautiful. You know, the time is just flying by like it always does, and we've only got 4.5 minutes. So I want to mention that next week's show on Wednesday, June 4th, 2014, my guest will be Jake Ducey. And we'll be talking about the music he hears calling him, and that includes his book, Into the Wind, and also a new book that he's writing. And I'll be posting the link for the show on Facebook and Twitter, and you can also sign up for my email list on my website at www.margojoydenader.com to receive updates on the shows and the guests that are coming up next. So, oh, Deanna, I'm so happy to have this time to talk with you, and you've got so many fun things going on. You always do have fun things going on, and I knew for sure that it was going to be fun talking to you because fun and you go together.
Thank you so much for having me, and just happy new moon to everybody listening and to you, Margot. It's a great time to just spread that joy and love and communicate to the people that are nearest and dear to you.
Yeah, that's a really good reminder. That's one of the things my mom always reminded us is to, you know, spend time with the people that you love right now while you know you can do it, because none of us know how long we're going to be here. And we all go around pretending we're going to be here forever, but we're not.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, everybody.
We still have a couple minutes left, so, you know, you can just stay here and hang out here for a couple more minutes. But I do want to ask everybody to think about, what music do you hear calling you? Are you living the music that you hear calling you? It's so important to live the music that you hear calling you, whatever it is that you feel called to do. And a lot of times, I think you'll agree with this, Deanna, a lot of times that can be something that's both scary and exciting, right? I know for me it is. Yeah, and sometimes it's so scary that we've repressed it and haven't done it for a long time. So, you know, I think that getting someone to help you, a coach, for example, Deanna, or me, or someone else that resonates really well with you, is a way that you can do things that you're afraid to do and have someone to help support you. And I'm sure that's what you do with your clients and with relationships.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And your dreams, you know, your dreams are so important. I think sometimes we just discard our dreams because we don't think they can happen, or the version we see in our head and the reality that's in front of you are two different things. But, you know, one thing that my mentor always tells me is, she said, you've got to grow into who you really are. So, you know, you wouldn't have what you wanted right, or you would have what you wanted right now if you were the person that could kind of support and hold that dream. So our jobs are really to step into who we really are.
And it's a process. It's, you know, it's about imagining your dream and then being willing to take that first step and then the next step and then the next step. And just like you said earlier, trusting.
Yeah.
Well, we're almost out of time, so thank you so much, Deanna, for being on the show today, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you, hopefully, when you come to the Bay Area. You said that would be in August.
I'll be there in August, for sure, yes, and I'm going to be in Los Gatos, too, in July, so it'll be a summer of the Bay Area, which I love.
Fantastic. Well, we have to say bye for now. But thank you for listening, everyone, and thank you again, Deanna, for being on the show. Hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.